Right here, we have an Audio Depot.
Audio Depot.
And on the mound for the Audio Depot, it's a baseball reference because I'm a seam man. Mm. It's Monty. But not Jordan Montgomery. It's Justin Montemayor.
The real Monty.
Or Monto.
Audio Depot.
I got a few things for you. One, you know, we did our bingo cards a couple of weeks ago, you know, on acid.
Mine was the funniest bingo card.
Yeah.
Yep.
If only you, only your bingo card didn't blow out its knee in high school.
Yeah.
You know, me going to the bathroom, all the fun stuff.
Yeah, most of ours were references or jokes, and Justin's was going to the bathroom.
Yeah, going to relieve myself.
Do we have a bingo on that one today, by the way?
We do.
Yes, oh, I've used the bathroom today.
Okay.
I might go again
during
in a
the
minute.
Show.
That was before Chris Tucker.
Okay. Ham is keeping analytics on this.
I didn't want to have
we need this.
I didn't want to have a full bladder in front of Chris Tucker. Okay?
Smart.
He's cheering for us. So I've done this a many number of times. I like to go back and just listen to old audio on whatever platform.
Mm-hmm.
And I found an old Measers segment, and this was when Sean was doing tickers for the Measers, so this was in 2017.
You remember those days, Sean?
Remember tickers getting up early?
I remember getting up early, but I don't know what you're about to play. I don't remember.
So during the segment, you chime in, add something to the segment, and Gordon notices something that you do. And I don't know that I had never ever heard this before, but we're going to be on the lookout for it now.
Duh.
Whoa, a little louder.
Did Johnny Miller ever play in the NFL? What's that guy's name?
He also never won Olympic gold.
Oh.
He was a golfer.
No, I'm thinking of
golfer.
Who's the flamboyant
good
guy?
Oh,
I wish I knew.
The skater.
Yeah. What's his name?
Johnny
Weir.
Johnny Weir. Did he ever play in the NFL?
No.
Johnny Marmalade? Is that who we're talking about? That's
why
his
did
nickname.
We get the Sean it Bass is? Hallmark exhale through the nose?
Deviated septum, not sure.
Is that why?
I guess. I have no idea.
That doesn't make sense.
I want you guys to pay attention to this. Notice when Sean finishes a sentence, he exhales through his nose.
Do you know that,
all
Sean?
All the time.
Or is that something you do?
That's his signature.
Unknowingly.
I've patented it.
I just want to thank each and every one of y'all for all you've done to your bodies.
Thank you, Sean, for what you've done to your body. He deviated his septum while doing tickers so hard for the P1s.
Courage.
I may have an answer.
Audio.
I guess
Depot.
I've never
What's the
noticed.
Answer? I want to know the June's answer. I think it's that mic in there. Much like we've got the recent granola crunch from Lando, it's very sensitive, that ticker mic. And maybe just the air exhaling from my nostrils.
So you're not like
nostrils.
A mad bull every
no.
time you talk?
Travis Jankowski?
Will Travis get Jankowski at home run tonight? I don't know.
It's like the opposite of a cocky sniff. A cocky exhale.
It's a soy boy exhale.
It's your version of the LeBron James, the powder in the hand, and you just throw it up in the air. You make a good point.
What are you talking about?
All right.
What are you doing?
I was trying to replay it.
Audio Depot.
We got to move on. So the other thing that...
Sean says move on.
I'll keep an eye on that. I don't know. We'll see.
Well, we don't want you to not breathe, so let us keep an eye on it.
All right.
Like you're gasping for air trying not to exhale.
Of course. Sean can keep track of how many times Justin goes to the bathroom, and Justin can keep track of how many times Sean exhales.
A potty counter. You got one of those little umpire things.
Little tote board.
His pitch clock.
Yeah.
His pee clock.
So we played a fight from these two fellas before. It's Anthony Lima and Ken Carmen.
What the hell was that, Anthony?
Our friends from Cleveland. Last time they fought, it was with their David Ranch, Daryl Ryder, over whether or not Denzel Ward should be playing or he had a concussion. This time, they're fighting. This is in-house between the two of them, between Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. It's the Ken Carmen Show featuring Anthony Lima. And what they're fighting about is Cleveland, the Browns, played the Seahawks at the end of the game. Instead of running the ball, they put the ball in PJ Walker's hands to throw it. It was a bad decision. They lost. They're fired up. This is Monday, the day after the game. And for a little context, this is Anthony Lima talking, and Ken Carmen tries to cut him off, and this will come up later in the fight.
Where we disagree,
the worst possible thing that really would have happened.
We agree we would have run the football. I just disagree that them throwing the ball resulted in a guaranteed loss. I just think that undersells your defense. Miles Garrett was pretty quiet the entire game.
So far, they're fine.
Okay, it's a radio back and forth.
Right. You can tell they're a little amped up, energized.
Also, there's recent history on that show about callers being mad about Stefanski, the head coach.
Yes.
And they even threatened to not take calls anymore, which, you know.
And that's kind of at the meat of this thing,
right,
is whether or not Kevin Stefanski made a bad call, if he should be fired, all of that. But here is where things start to ramp up.
I can't do it. It's one of those moments that it picks away and eats at you now. And by Wednesday and Thursday, we'll be moving on and getting ready for the Arizona Cardinals. But it's going to be right back here in the back of your head. And once December comes around and we got to get that win to get in there, and we don't, it's going to come right back to the forefront. Do people not understand what's at stake here? The analytics people do not understand what's at stake. Damn it, we're talking about your life. I don't know if you're ever going to be a head coach again. I don't know.
You think his... I know you're heated here, Ken, but you think with the third-string quarterback, the practice squad guy, you think that's going to be what determines his fate?
Accuse me of possible outcome. Well, but do you think that they're going to sit
there? Well, that's what it seemed like. That's the loudest I've heard you in 3 weeks.
Do you think they're going to, because they've won football games, they're not going to accuse the guy trying to lose them when they're winning? Okay? That's not the case. But do you really think they're going to look at each other and go, I had PJ Walker at the time, so we can't let the guy go since we finished 9-8 because he had PJ Walker at the time? I don't know, maybe they will, but I would look at it and go, yeah, you put PJ Walker in a position to win it on 3rd-and-3 and threw the football.
So getting a little heated there about PJ Walker. And one thing you'll notice too, a recurring theme is taking a slam on analytics.
Oh, that's on the bingo card for every analyst. Anyone that is anti new school football, they don't know what they're talking about with analytics. So if a team goes for it on 4th down, like every broadcast, I guess the analytics say go for it here.
That's a Madden call, Norm.
All right, the fight continues on.
Damn it, I'm so tired of coming up with all these different machinations about why he's a good coach. I'm sick and tired of it. After wins, they call in to fire the guy. I'm about to give up.
I guess what I'm confused by, Kenny, is I've been the one on this show that coming into this year, I was the one that got sold on Stefanski the most. I was the one that was questioning whether he was going to survive. And now, based on what I've seen this year, I think I'm more inclined to say I think he's actually been pretty damn good.
Congratulations.
You seem to be the one that is more frustrated. I'm like, man,
because
macro level, they're 4-3, and I think they have no business being 4-3.
Yeah.
And I think the coach has put them in great spots to get to this point.
You're not understanding what I'm
saying. I guess I'm not.
You are not understanding. Listen to me.
I guess I'm not.
Listen,
I guess I'm having trouble here.
You need to open your ears and listen. You know exactly as I know what the end result will be if they don't make the playoff.
So get a little more tense.
A little heat.
Yeah. For the sake of time, I'm going to skip the third piece I have here and get to the meat.
Depot.
We haven't gotten to the meat of this thing yet because things start to get personal here. And this is a minute and a half that if it happened on the ticket, we'd talk about it forever.
These people remember it. The owners remember it. Are you the right guy? Because I have to make a decision, not based out of anger. I'm angry right now, but I've never said once I'm letting him go. I'm angry right now, but I'm not going to be stupid, Anthony, and demand for him to be fired in this position. I'm not. Hold on. You've helped me on for a long time. Listen to me.
You're having a conversation, Ken. That's how it works.
You're not listening.
It's not monologue radio. We have conversations.
Okay, I get that. That's
what
fine.
We do. I know.
Please teach me more.
I know
about
the
radio
cameras are on, and you're trying
more.
To make a moment.
Okay,
let's have a damn conversation.
Because
you interrupted me seven times in the first 2 minutes. We have a conversation. That's all.
You keep interrupting me because you don't listen to me.
I'm trying
to be absolutely.
You're giving platitudes. I'm trying to get an understanding.
There's no platitudes.
It's important to note. I'll rewind in a sec. They have cameras on them now.
Okay.
So they're filming their show, and what Anthony is accusing Ken of is doing all this for show just to create a viral moment. We'll back it up a little bit.
Okay, let's have a damn conversation.
Because you interrupted me seven times in the first 2 minutes. We have a conversation. That's all.
Because you keep interrupting me because you don't listen to me.
I'm trying
to be absolutely empty.
You're giving platitudes. I'm trying to get an understanding.
There's no platitudes.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm trying to explain the game to you.
Go ahead.
Please explain more about radio to me.
Thank you, football guy.
I would like you to explain radio to me.
Thank you, football guy.
Please explain it. Yes, please.
Go ahead.
Please explain radio. Now tell me how this works.
So I'm asking for nuance.
Does this mic work? I don't know what's going on.
I'm asking for nuance, Ken. Because
I'm giving you nuance, you refuse to listen.
Of all the seasons to go after Stefanski the strongest, this is not the one with the third string quarterback. Okay. That's all I'm trying to get from you.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
I mean,
fine.
I thought Stefanski gave a masterclass for 55 minutes on how the football stuff works, but the football guy is telling me you're looking at one play. And I'm like, my God, that's what average football fans say around the league every day. And I just don't, I'm surprised to hear from you. That's
don't
all.
Don't you ever accuse me of that ever again.
Oh God.
On this show.
Now we got another.
No.
It's like the Daryl moment all over again.
And I don't care.
My God.
Because you're
Kenny.
Not listening. You just want to start some argument over Kevin Stefanski.
Well, that's the whole show today.
Don't man. You ever accuse me of being an average show. That's kind of the EA thing.
The biggest put down you can have to somebody is calling them a casual. Or saying, you don't know ball.
Wow.
And those are the greatest.
Okay.
You don't know ball.
So
cash.
Ken Carmen publicly had a mea culpa. He quote tweeted, I guess, video of them having this blow up and said, Tiger got out of the cage. I'm sorry. I'll clean it up the rest of the morning.
I'm going to use that phrase from now on. Yeah, sorry. God, Tiger got out of the cage.
Yeah, you just make it real lukewarm HSO.
Yeah,
be like, hey,
Tiger got out of the cage.
You don't know how it goes, man. Tiger got out of the cage. When it gets out, I can't get him back in, man.
Such a dad saying.
Tiger got
out of the cage. I love it. Gosh, that is gold.
Don't you ever say that again.
They're providing a lot of audio fun in the Audio Depot.
Audio Depot.
Thank you, Justin. That was fun.